Correct.
All right, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting. It is 7 o'clock. We're going to start with roll call. I'm Gene Houston. I'm chairman of the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board.
I'm Marjorie Holland. I'm the vice chairman of the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board.
Jen Redondo, Commissioner Kirkpatrick's liaison. Joe Perez is excused tonight, but I haven't heard from Brian, so I'm not sure. Unless he knows Amelia. But we got three, so we're good.
Got a horn. All right, we're going to have the invocation and the pledge. Could you please rise? John Stastny's going to offer that for us.
Dear Father in Heaven, we give thanks unto you for the opportunity we have tonight to attend the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board. We're grateful for the opportunity we have to have a say in our government and to have the opportunity to share our thoughts with one another. Pray that thy spirit will be with us, that we'll have a good meeting, and that we'll respect one another and be able to say those things that we feel will help our community to be a stronger and more diverse community. We're grateful for all that thou has given us, and say these things and pray for them in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good nights.
Good nights.
Good nights.
All right, public comment. This is time for public comment. The first of the meeting that has to do with something that's on this agenda, but you can't stay for the entire meeting. Do I have any public comments? All right, we're going to move over to the approval of May 9, 2018 minutes for possible action.
I make a motion to approve the May 9th minutes as written.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, we need a motion to approve the agenda for May 30th, 2018. Motion's on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Information items. Janice.
Mr. Chair, we have our dates from Kevin Smedley with Comprehensive Planning for your land use plan. Official meetings. Overton's first meeting will be at the Community Center on July 11th. The second mandatory meeting on October 17th. And then it will go to the Board of County Commissioners on January 16th. Logandale's land use plan update at the Fine Arts Building on Whipple and Logandale. First meeting July 25th. Second mandatory meeting October 22nd. And the county commissioners, this can't be right, on January 15th. So more to follow as we get closer to the July date.
Same place, Overton Community Center, right?
Overton Community Center, where our
and this is Logandale here. All right.
I don't know why I have this. Land use plans, NRS reminder on back. Remind me of the next agenda about the NRS. We had talked about the speed limit on turn at the fairgrounds.
Fire.
Yeah, it goes from 35 to 25.
Yep.
Fire. So, the study warranted 35.
Good, so they're going to change it?
But with the fairgrounds and the school, they just wanted to be really certain that the entire town is okay raising it to 35. Because you'll never get it, you'll never get it back down.
I think that's, me personally, I think it's just fine because in front of the school, it's already 35, by the way. It's the back side of the fairgrounds. It's not 35.
Any other comments?
Ralph?
You know, I like to, why don't they just postpone it by the school 25 when kids were around instead of...
They have a school, they'll have a school zone there.
I know you got a school zone, but like in front of the LDS churches,
How about we can do that during public comment? But what about Hire? Hire,
yeah.
You live kind of near there, don't you? Are you opposed to it going from 25 to 35?
No, I'm
just not. Don't save me getting tickets.
Mr. Newspaper Man. Hi.
Hello.
Do you? All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Anything else?
There's going to be a large meeting coming about the Moapa Valley Fire District Board. If we have a, you know, I'm not going to have a date for you before I leave. So when I get back from vacation, if I have a date for you, I will. But there are some changes coming, some that they wanted, some maybe they didn't. But Moapa Valley Fire Board.
When is the meeting?
I don't know yet, Andrew. Because it's a lot of players are going to need to be up here and ample time to post it, to put it in the newspaper. The entire community needs to know what's going on with the EMS, with the volunteer firefighters, with the bylaws, with the who's representing, who's voting. So big changes, just give you a heads up. I'm going to say within hopefully 60 days we'll be having a meeting. And that's it for now. Thank you.
Okay. Next item, planning and zoning. We have ET 18400101, also WS 051-16, Sava
Trindafilabog.
Waiver of development standards, first extension of time for the following. Landscape and screening, detached sidewalks adjacent to collector streets within Moapa Valley Overlay District, trash enclosure and full off-site improvements, curbs, gutter, sidewalks, streetlights, and paving. Design review for a manufactured building on a portion of a 31.3 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone within the Moapa Valley Overlay District, generally located on the northeast corner of Swap Drive and Willow Avenue within Moapa Valley. Imagine you're on.
Come on down.
I'm Christopherson here representing the applicant. We're just requesting an extension of time as we are already in the building department and with going through the permitting process. The process has been slower as the applicant has to go back to Bulgaria. He can't overstay his permission, so he has to go back to Bulgaria and then come back in a month's time. So that's the reason we are where we're at. We're just looking for an extension of time and here to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. I'm going to open it up to anybody in the audience. Do we have any questions? Joe?
Joe from Overton, Field Box, Muscles. But I was just going to take a minute right with Ian and say, Sala has been dealing with the water company. He's come in. He has paid the water company money to upgrade to a 12-inch water line.
Yay.
Downslope. So it's 1,500 feet of water line. So he is taking it. He has a big investment that he's already paid and put money down right now. And working on the county permits, which can take a little bit of time for the water district to upgrade those. So, you know, we are, from the water district standpoint, we are in support of giving them a little bit extra time since we are working with them and he has paid this money. So, I was just here for support for him.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? I'm going to open it up to the board. Anybody else?
How long of a time are you requesting?
Well, the extension will be for 2 years, but we're not anticipating that. We're anticipating maybe another additional 6 months to get all the permits. We'll be working closely with the water district. We've got to meet the fire department requirements and all that for the building as well. So.
Mr. Chair, but Landon, did they tell you until April 20th of 2020? That's what current planning is.
Right, that's the standard.
They're giving you two?
Right, that's the standard, but, you know, we've already been going through the process. So
right.
That's
okay, well, whatever the board decides.
Well, I'd like to make a motion that we go ahead and approve the well waiver of development standards for the first extension of time and the design review to the staff recommendations. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
General business. Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board members to vote to have future board meetings held at Overton Community Center. I guess it's done and fixed and we can go back.
Or not.
Or not. Not bad. It's soft seats.
We're trying to use this building more.
I do have a question about going back. Where they end up putting the paint?
In the same spot. He's going to modify the top where the building has kind of sunk down an inch or so.
Okay, because I heard a nasty rumor he wanted to put it on the other wall.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Okay, good. All right, that's kind of my opinion. I don't see why we have to change all that stuff that you just put in to move that painting.
Right.
It was always supposed to be there.
Yes, correct.
Okay, all right.
There was an issue with the door because it's fire rated and you can't put anything on top of it.
All the stuff that they did in preparation for the vendor, the choosing which arts they were going, already had that incorporated. If you look at the designs and stuff, they had the door in there in the little uncut diagrams.
Sure.
Things were. So that's where I was like, so now when it gets to the point of actually going on, how come it's now an issue? That was my question about the end.
Right.
Everybody who all up is fire rated door. It's
always been. So if you put a painting on the door, it's not fire rated no more?
You can't put it on the door. You can't, because then it adheres to it, and if that
catches fire,
that cloth, that canvas would catch on fire, would lessen the
integrity of the door.
Right. It's not my idea. Mm-hmm. I sat on the even front end, that's what I was doing.
Put some insulation between it, would be good.
<It's>
like, <Jeez. laughs> They crack me up. Okay.
Yeah, more to come on that. So y'all vote.
More to come.
However you feel.
Perfect. All right. The last item of business is...
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I need you to vote.
Vote on what?
On the general business.
Oh. All in favor of going back to community center?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, cool.
Begrudgingly.
Begrudgingly,
okay.
I didn't know we had to vote that. I figured that's where you're going to meet.
No.
All right. Now we're going to open it to public comment again. Does anybody have anything they want to bring?
I'm Prof. Serena Logan. You know, with the change of speed limits and hardening, what's wrong with putting when people are noticed or whatever.
When children are present?
Yeah, you know, okay. In front of the two LDS churches there, you drop down from 55 to 35 in front of the one on Hinckley and the one up on by the park. But when people are there, you know.
So you want to change it all to 55?
Yeah.
What? Hopefully Ralph's joking.
Well,
there's houses along the other places too, but
there's no when people, because big people are supposed to be smarter than that. It's when we do. There are signs for when children are present, but I don't believe that NDOT.
They had one in front of the park when the church was the old church.
Could have been put up by the church or the. Or
no,
parks. It was an NDOT sign that said, when people are present.
I believe it is.
Mm. All right, I'll look into that.
Cool.
All the way from the Hinckley building all the way through the commercial district.
Actually, I'd change it to 45 from one end to the other.
Yeah, I would too.
Just right. Make it one, that way there's no tickets. 45 when you hit the houses and slow it down to go through the middle Overton, and then when you head out, go back to 55.
Mr. Chair,
they
come from Overton, and by the time they get to my property, they're passing somebody. I have no doubt they're going 80 miles an hour.
Oh.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Even the kids on the motorcycle are charging.
That's what I say. I would just change it to 45 all the way down. Houses to houses.
It's not going to stop people from being stupid.
No,
I mean,
it's not.
If that was a perfect world. But I'm always waiting for somebody to pull out of Ramos Ranch, come into Overton.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody's, because they don't care. Man, they go.
All right. Anybody else?
Yes, Mr. Kirk, I'm sure, came to speak.
Cool. He's here.
Again, Lee Kirk, acting monument manager for Bellevue National Monument and project manager for resource management plan that we're working on. So I will start with the resource management plan. Only reluctant I have, excuse me, is that we anticipate having our revised resource management plan out for public comment in the summer. We are up to date with the changes on that.
Okay.
It's anticipated for that, so that'll go out for an idea for us. We'll probably have public meetings for that as well, some things we did. So a lot of that should be solved. You guys up to date, when we're out. For Gold Butte, the thing we're kind of working on is, I can't remember the last time we talked, but we had 5 directional signs installed out in the Backcountry Byway. We're working with friends in Gold Butte to get 15 more directional signs and some safety signs. Some of the safety signs will just be, you know, curb ahead, no access to the Grand Canyon National Park, and no cell service, so we can warn people who are trying to get through that area to be careful. So more directional signs, we're replacing ones, we're adding new ones along the Backcountry Byway. Another thing we're working on is a junior ranger program. We have a program right now that is also going through Sloan Canyon as well, that you can hire, get a teacher to come on during, during their off season or during the summer, that they can get credits. They're helping us develop a junior ranger program. They get credits and things like that. So hopefully by the fall we'll have a junior ranger program put together. So we'll get those out as well.
So. All right. Okay, thank you. Ralph.
Ralph Rita, Logan. What happened to the water park issue, you know, that we more or less, or the town board approved the little, you know.
Splash pad? The splash pad? Splash pad?
Yeah.
It's on the list.
Okay. I haven't heard anything.
The everlasting list.
Yeah, there's a list.
Like a gobstopper.
Yeah. Anything else? I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Thank you all for coming.
Next meeting date, which is incorrect on the agenda,
will be June 13th, 2018.
June 13th, and if you have no items, you will not have a meeting. However, the following on June 27th is my use permit. So
the only thing I know that's coming up on June 13th possibly is that we have Hump and Bump wanting to donate some money to different people in the valley, and we'd like to do it in front of a town board. And so that may be on that meeting. I believe it is going to be on that meeting, if I remember right. They've been pretty generous to us coming out, and then they've been giving money to, along with Vic, to the school, the police department, different places. So
yeah, every year. June, what did I tell you it was?
13th.
Okay. All right, we'll tell Amelia.
Okay, and Amelia's in the emails, at least the last time
good.
I got to see them.
Okay.
That's where I've seen that.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you all for coming.
Thanks.